Tom Steyer's star may be rising ahead of September Democrat debate. By Penny Starr on August 26, 2019. The deadline to qualify for the Democrat debate stage in September is just around the corner. And while only 10 candidates have met the Democratic National Committee's DNC requirements, billionaire Tom Steyer is the closest of the remaining hopefuls to make the grade ahead of the cutoff on Wednesday. This puts him in front of the other two candidates who may have a shot at qualifying: Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY. CNN reported on the 10 candidates who have passed the test: former Vice President Joe Biden, Senators Cory Booker, DNJ, Elizabeth Warren, DMA, Amy Klobuchar, DMN, Bernie Sanders, DVT, and Kamala Harris, DCA; South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg; Beto O'Rourke, Julian Castro, and Andrew Yang. There are three others with some hope of making the cut between now and Wednesday night: businessman Tom Steyer, Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard, and New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. Of the trio, Steyer is the closest, having already met the 130,000 individual donor threshold and needing only one more poll in an early state or nationally that shows him receiving 2% support or more. Candidates need four total polls at 2% or higher to qualify. Gabbard has also met the fundraising criteria but needs two more polls. Gillibrand has one poll with her at 2% but remains short of the fundraising floor. Assuming Gillibrand and Gabbard come up short, which now looks like the most likely outcome, you will have two sitting senators: Gillibrand and Colorado's Michael Bennett; two House members, Gabbard and Ohio Representative Tim Ryan; a governor, Montana's Steve Bullock; and the mayor of the country's biggest city, New York's de Blasio, all left out of the debate next month. Some candidates are complaining about the DNC debate thresholds, including Gabbard, ABC News reported. The Gabbard team is citing what they describe as several irregularities in the selection and timing of the DNC-sponsored polls. The campaign points out Gabbard has exceeded 2% support in 26 polls, but only two of them are on the DNC's certified list. In a press release, the campaign says many of the uncertified polls, including those conducted by highly reputable organizations such as The Economist and the Boston Globe, are ranked by Real Clear Politics and 538 as more accurate than some DNC-certified polls. Additionally, they have polled at or above 2% in two polls sponsored by the two largest newspapers in two different early primary states: the Boston Globe, which is the largest circulated paper in New Hampshire, and the Post and Courier in South Carolina. She returns to the campaign trail today. The debate will take place on September 12th and 13th, the latter date if necessary, in Houston. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.